Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on this Veterans Day. We're celebrating veterans on the show today, folks. And, of course, as you know, if you listen to my show for very long, we don't go too far down the road around here without bringing up veterans all year long, not just on the 11th day of the 11th month. And we're gonna do a little celebrating and get some information, some educate ourselves and improve how our understanding of how veterans are doing with a new friend, Todd Connors here. Todd is CEO and founder of Bunker Labs, a national entrepreneurship organization dedicated to helping military veterans become more entrepreneurial, grow their businesses. He's a veteran himself. And he's here with some research, and we're glad he's here. Todd Connor, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a privilege to be with you. Happy Veterans Day to you. I know you wore the uniform and to all the fellow veterans out there.
Well, good. Thank you, Todd, and to you as well. Happy, thank you for your service as an officer in the Navy for many years. We appreciate what you've done. But I'm really proud of you for what you how you focus your profession. Your future is focused on helping veterans become small business owners. Talk to us about Bunker Labs. What was the idea behind it?
Yeah, sure. So the idea behind Bunker Labs, it's about 5 years ago, and I was at a place called 1871, which is this very cool technology incubator in downtown Chicago, and it's where the 24 to 28-year-olds are hanging out, starting things. And I was looking around and I saw all this energy. And I asked the folks in charge, I said, hey, how many military veterans know about this or are in this, in these programs? And the sense was like, you know, we're not sure. And I said, well, let me take the lead here. Let's do something about this. I think that I don't know what the demand looks like, but my guess is that there are some military veterans out there that would want to start businesses, which is something I had done. And if there are, let's find a way to support them. So we put out a smoke signal, and the demand and the response was enormous. I think we had 80 veterans reach out and say, I want to apply and become a part of whatever it is that you're building. And we've just been building this organization ever since then. 25% of military veterans want to start their own business. And today, only about 4.5% are doing that. And we can talk about why that is, but that's what we're here to do.
Well, and so continue. Tell us how that led on to you. Onto you creating Bunker Labs. This is a great entrepreneurial story,
yeah.
Folks. Wrapped in veteranship. Go ahead.
Well, sure. And I know you've got a lot of small business owners that are on the line and those that are wanting to start small businesses. I think part of what you do when you start a business is you get a market signal and you get the product market fit for, you know, what's the need and how do we solve it? So, that's what we did with the veteran community. We started this organization 5 years ago, like I said, on that origin story. And almost immediately, we had military veterans in other cities reaching out beyond Chicago saying, how do we get this thing in Austin, Texas? How do we do something here in Seattle? How do we do something here in New York? So we created a chapter model as an organization, which is something that the VFW, the American Legion, those always went to market as chapter-based organizations. So we took a page from history and said, you know, that's a good business model for the veteran community. And we scaled it and grew it. And today we have chapters in 28 cities across the country. We're serving about 2,400 veterans annually through programs directly. There's another 30,000 people that will attend networking events that we'll host this year. And really, the big idea here is, Jim, is that only 1% of young people join the military. And so when they get out of the military, they have strong networks of those that serve, but they don't have strong networks of those that didn't serve. And it's the networks that you need to start a business. And so
it's harder today than ever before to come out of the military and feel like you've got anything in common with a lot of the people. I'll tell you one quick story. Back in probably, I guess it was the second time my son was in Iraq, so that would have been 06. I was being waited on by a young lady in a department store, and she saw my name, and she said, "Oh, are you Craig's dad?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Well, I went to high school with him. Where is he now?" I said, "He's in Iraq." She said, "Where's that?"
Mm.
This is probably a 25-year-old woman in the middle of the Iraq war, and she didn't know where he was, let alone what he was doing. And so imagine him coming back and her waiting on him. And she said, "Where have you been?" He says, "I've been to Iraq." And she said, "Where is that?" What, how do you think that make him feel?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That little episode just kind of stuck in my craw. But it speaks to what you're talking about, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It does. And, you know, in this country, you know, of the 1% that, you know, and they're young, right? You know this, they're 18 years old and they're committing to enlist in the military, or they're committing to attend a military academy or join ROTC, but they're young, and only 1% do it. And actually, of the 1%, 60% come from military families. So we're seeing this real bifurcation in this country of the military.
They grew up walking around the house in their dad's fatigues, or their mother's fatigues, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but we can solve this. Here's the good news. We can solve this. We can solve this. But, you know, when you start a business, starting a business is hard. And I would almost say it's impossible if you don't have any role models or any mentors around you that have successfully done this thing. There's so much social capital that comes from having a network of folks. If you have parents who started businesses, you it's easy. You know, you saw them do it, and you know how to run the play. If you have a close friend who's done it, then it gets easier.
And that's what you're doing with Bunker Labs, right?
That's exactly it.
I need the website before we go to a break, Todd. I need the website.
Sure. Bunker Labs, one word, .org.
Bunker, B-U, like a bunker, folks. Bunkerlabs.org. Check it out, folks. Veterans, young veterans especially, check it out and see what they got going on. Older veterans, check it out and see if you can help. 20 after, right back with Todd Connor. He's the CEO and the founder of Bunker Labs, and we're going to talk about some of the research that he's got, that some good news, some not so much. 20 after, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.